Good morning. It is a Friday morning, and we are joined by Beth Smith-Boyven. She is the Executive Director and CEO of the Alzheimer's Association of Northeastern New York's chapter. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning.
Well, you have something called the Walk to End Alzheimer's. It includes quite a few communities in our listening area. Tell us about the event, when it's happening, where it is, and how people can get involved.
Well, the biggest one of our Walks to End Alzheimer's is happening this Saturday at Siena College. Registration begins at 10 a.m. with Zumba at 11 and a very poignant ceremony honoring those who have Alzheimer's disease and those who have been lost to Alzheimer's disease begins at 11:30, immediately followed by our two-mile walk. It's going to be a beautiful day, and it's a beautiful campus at Siena College. They've been our hosts for 7 years, and we're delighted to be back there. So it's going to be a super day.
You have some other events. I know the Catskills on the 29th, Cheshire, Massachusetts on the 22nd, the Catskills on the 29th, and Queensbury, October 13th, and Schenectady on October 20th.
That's exactly right. Boy, you've got them all down perfectly.
I'm paying attention. But also, the idea here that beyond the walk and the gathering and the community coming together, you're really helping to support something that affects so many people in this country, in this world, and it's not just the folks affected that have Alzheimer's.
That's right. So the Walks to End Alzheimer's Disease really provide us an opportunity to raise awareness as well as the funds needed to support the 5.7 million Americans currently affected by this disease. And as we all know, with people living longer than ever before and age being the number one risk factor for developing Alzheimer's, the numbers are just growing exponentially every year. We have 400,000 New Yorkers that are affected by this disease, and for each person with Alzheimer's, it's estimated that at least three members of their family are intimately involved in day-to-day caregiving. So that takes that number to the 20 million affected in a deep way by this disease. So the numbers are staggering.
They certainly are. And of course, the symptoms can vary, but just on some level, if there's a person out there wondering, what should they be looking for?
The first symptom that is really so striking in Alzheimer's disease is memory loss, but it's a very specific type of memory loss. When people have difficulty remembering recent events or storing new data, but they can remember older data, that's a sign that this may be somewhat troubling. Repeating stories over and over, having difficulty with complex equations or complicated recipes or multitasking, getting lost in familiar places or on the way to a familiar place, difficulty with communication or word retrieval. All of those things are early signs of Alzheimer's disease and really should be a sign that someone should begin by talking to their doctor and or calling the Alzheimer's Association, where we have a very detailed list of those 10 warning signs so that people can go through that checklist and help identify whether or not they should talk to their family and or a healthcare professional.
Well, we've been speaking with Beth Smith-Boyven. She's the Executive Director and CEO of the Alzheimer's Association Northeastern New York Chapter, and we're talking about today the Walk to End Alzheimer's. That is tomorrow. September 22nd at Siena College. How do they get information?
They can get information by going to alz.org/walk and typing in a zip code, and that will give them detailed information about every one of our walks. And it is never too late to join us at Siena College. So if you come running in at 11:30, we will register you and get you on that walk route. So please, please do come out and support us and the cause.
Beth, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.